Faustine. Bow our head. Lord Jesus, we pray you'll bless this service and have preeminence of everything we say and do. Let your spirit be with us, we ask and pray, and we'll give you all praise and glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Let's turn to 245. We have an anchor. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life? When the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tide lift and the cables strain, will your cannot move, grounded firm and deep. Message of his coming. We're looking for his coming in the clouds of heaven, coming back to earth to catch away his own. Then may we all be ready when the midnight cry is to go and reign with Christ on his throne. Oh, glad we may we herald the message of his blessed appearing. Soon he's coming in glory, tell one and all. Then awake ye saints of the Lord, why stumble when the end is nearing? But get ready. Turn to 703. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Amen. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. Sing Mercy Rewrote My Life. Mercy rewrote my life. God's mercy rewrote my life. Brother Lafferty, you want to take the request?
Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, Father. Lord, it is your mercy, Father. But Lord, if it wasn't for your mercy, Lord, we'd be out in the world, Father. But Lord, you gathered us up right together at different places, Father, this morning. We pray, Lord, for each one, Lord, this morning, Father. Those that may be up on the highway, Lord, keep your hand upon them. Lord, Heavenly Father, we pray for Brother Bob this morning, Father. Yes. You'll be with him also, Lord. Father, he can come back to us and set him free once more, Father. So we know, Father, each one of us have a need. Lord, I know I have a need this morning, Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, you'll fill each one of their needs, Father, whether it's financially, sickness, or it might be, Lord. Father, you get the glory, Father. You'll have the glory, Father, and the honor of doing to you. We ask and pray, Lord, you'll be with each one. Lord, Heavenly Father, be with the one who brings the message this morning. Let the word, Heavenly Father, give us revelation, Father, of your word. Help us, we ask and pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Does anyone have a song? Let's just sing, I Love Him.
Fathers, we have been, by the grace of God, given opportunity to gather in, Lord, a little place, not very fancy, Lord, not expensive, but Lord Jesus, we're so thankful for your Holy Spirit. But Lord Jesus, where your Spirit is, that's where the liberty is. And Father, we just want you to have your way today.
Yes.
Take our minds over, Lord, our desires, everything about us. Lord, we would be complete yielded vessels to you. That, Lord, truly it'd be a people that'd be led by the Spirit of God. For they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And Lord Jesus, we realize we're living in an age and a time that everything is contrary. Everything, Lord, within throughout the world, it's filth and corruption. It's attractions, it's entertainments. Everything that's going on, Lord, is against you. But Lord, you said you predestinated people to be conformed to the image of your Son. So we ask now that you would help us this day. Just asking once more that you'd speak to our hearts through the Word of God. And Lord Jesus, we'll truly give you all the honor and the praise and glory that's due to you. In your holy, precious name we ask now, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. Help again. We're so thankful to be here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See quite a few still missing, but they're supposed to be back this evening, Lord willing. And appreciate these ones helping us, helping out for song leading until the song leader gets back, and daughter helping on the piano and so forth, helping until everybody gets back. But like I say, we just are so thankful for every opportunity we have together here. We know that one day soon it'll be the last time, because we know the Lord Jesus will appear. And we'll kind of mention about that a little bit again this morning. And I thought I'd pick back up with that message we started on Thursday evening and speak on those things. And I'll renew your minds first to a couple scriptures that we were speaking about Thursday evening. And I want you to really pay attention to what I'm going to read today now, because we know that, as a kind of mission of my prayer, again, we all, and I said the other day, we all can see the hour and time we're living in. And all the corruption, all the filth, just everything is absolutely coming against God's will as far as what his people is to be doing. Though we know it has to come to pass. This is what was to be before the Lord Jesus did appear. And as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And you can imagine what Sodom was. We can see it today. Yeah. Nothing but a bunch of sodomites, sodomy going on. And to find the grace of God and to be drawn clear out of that filth and away from it, as the scripture says, we're in this world, but we're truly not of it.
Amen.
You see. And strange people, yeah. If anybody that serves God completely is a strange person. If you're not a strange person to the world, you're not serving God. You see, it's all there is to it. And it's a known fact. It's scriptural, and it still carries on today. If people don't think you're odd and strange and everything, like I've said, you know, I don't have no television. I'm watching TV and everything. And, you know, people in the world, you get to talking about those things. I say, well, I don't even have a TV, you know. And they think, wow, you're crazy. You know, how can you do without a TV? Well, for one thing, I don't want to see that corruption. There is absolutely no desire in my heart to be partaker of it. That goes into that carnality that Apostle Paul is speaking of, that the carnal mind is enmity. It's against God. And it cannot please God. It cannot. There's no way you can please God with a carnal mind. But we realize there's been a people predestinated to please God. And God will reveal his word to them. He give them faith, which is revelation. And without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Amen.
Regardless of what we try, you're not going to please him. And that's, I don't know about you, but that's why I've come gathered here today. I want to please God.
Amen.
And not only when I gather in here, but when I walk out that door and wherever I'm at, I want to please God. And that's what I trusted each and every one of you want to do. You know? And that's, I want to see that be each and every one of your desires. Because that's the way God wants it to be. You see, and that's why we've gathered here too, is to have our minds renewed to the Word of God. As Apostle Peter said, I stir your pure minds to the way of remembrance.
Amen.
So may we truly, again today, listen to the Word of God. And we're so thankful to see every one of you are here today that was able to make it. And our sister here with us too. I don't know who she is yet. I haven't met her. But as I said, we're here to serve the Lord. Amen. We're here to give God all the glory in our lives.
Amen.
And make Jesus Christ first, the first place in our life, the first love. So many people serve God out of just because they want to dodge hell. That's not serving God. Serving God is when you serve him with all your heart, body, soul, mind, spirit, and strength, everything about you. Your heart, your affections is centered on things above and not on things of the earth, you see. So when a people get to that place, then that's when God can get the preeminence. That's when he can take over and lead them and guide them and take their lives completely over. And that's what I desire. That's what I want in my life.
Amen.
Is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, Don't leave him out today and forever. Amen. For that's who he is. That's what he is. Amen. He is the same. His Holy Spirit is here now to speak to our hearts through the Word of God. The Word of God is inspired. Isn't that what Scripture says?
Amen.
Absolutely. So we realize we're here to listen to the Word now. So in honor to God's Word, let us all stand. We'll just renew our minds to a portion of the Scripture we read there Thursday evening. I won't read the whole part of it I did Thursday evening, but it was talking about the little woman, the little Samaritan woman that met Jesus at the well. You all know the story and how she came, and the prophet talked about her having representation of predestination. Amen, you see. All right, so we find in this 31st verse, let's go there. Let's see, I don't think I give you the, it was St. John 4th chapter. St. John 4th chapter, and let's go here to the 31st verse. Like I say, we'll skip a lot of what we read the other night. But to get to the main part here, and then we'll ask one of the brothers to come up and put our little diagram up again, the board up here in a little bit, whenever they feel led to do so in a few minutes here. Let's read the scripture here. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. I remember the scripture tells us they went to buy food and that they could eat. And knowing that Jesus, no doubt, probably in their mind, thinking, their disciples were thinking they wanted to take care of the Lord and make sure he had something to eat. I'm sure he was hungry like the rest of them. But, yet Jesus shows us something here. And it's so precious. It may just seem to many just a scripture, but it ought to be a reality. All right? Let's see what he says. But he said unto them, here's our Lord Jesus saying, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Think of that. Now, I want you to remember for just a minute, just how much so far these disciples had learned what Jesus spoke about, many things. And yet Jesus says this to them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought him aught to eat? I'm showing you their mind, their thinking was on that natural food. Okay? Look how easy it is for people to always be thinking the physical, natural materialism today.
Amen.
Think about it. Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. Oh, if that could be our desires completely. Not just part of it, but all of it. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me. This is the next little thing I want you to catch what I speak about today. And to finish his work.
Amen.
Amen. And God bless reading his word. You may be seated. Amen. I say we always want to give honor to the beginning of the reading of God's precious word. Amen. So we find here, again, thinking about this finish part. As I said the other night, so many people today, and there's a lot of people, so-called serving God. And there's many serving God. But there's many more thinking they're serving God and they're not. You see? And we realize that would come in this day. It'd be the last days. For Jesus himself warned us in Matthew 24 that it'd be so close it would deceive the very elected. Very elected. If it were possible.
Amen.
So again, showing you God has these elected. He has these predestinated. Scripture speaks of his predestinated, his election. So God has a predestinated, elected people. Now, a lot of people want to leave that out, but we don't want to leave it out because that's one word. Mm-hmm. He that adds to or takes away one word from this book, oh, look what trouble he's in. The plagues of this Bible shall be added unto them. Is that right?
Amen.
Death will strike. There ain't no getting in when you want to take one word out or add one word to it. And I've always stressed that, how important that is. Though it may be a scripture we don't fully understand, take and lay it aside and pray about it. Ask God about it before you make a decision.
Amen.
Because the minute you begin to make a decision in your thoughts, That's when you go the wrong direction if it's contrary to the Word of God. That's when death strikes. You say, well, God don't know my thoughts. No, that's not what the Scripture says. Scripture says He searcheth the reins and knows our thoughts. You see? So again, it's every word Jesus Himself said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Amen. There's a lot of preachers today that want to leave that out. And everybody sitting here knows that. You've probably no doubt been places. They don't care about it. When it comes to a woman dressing right, they don't care about where she is to dress in modest apparel. And then she's not to put on anything that pertains to man's apparel. That's an abomination. So they just push it aside because they want as many women coming as possible, because they know if a woman comes, the man comes, the family comes, it's more money in their pocket. As I've said here many times, I'm not concerned about money in my pocket. The Lord God of heaven that called me will take care of me, whatever I do, you see. So the thing of it is, God has a people that will live by every word of God. And He knew by this crude-looking little diagram I had here, this first little line here was the day you was born. So just kind of keep that in mind. Whatever the birth date you was born on this earth, that's that first line right there. That's you. That's me. Whatever my birth date was, that's the day that I was born upon this earth. That doesn't mean I was the first. That was the first time I was ever seen. No. We was predestinated. Predestinated is to be predetermined in God's mind. Is that right?
Amen.
All right, you can't take the Scripture away. It's there. All right, so we can't make it say something else. Can't take it away, make it a little less important. God's election, and God knows who's His own. He knows His own. Scripture says that. So the thing it is, Him knowing His own and predestinating the people, He knew exactly what He would do through them. Knew what would happen when He would fill them with His Holy Spirit. Amen. Give them a new birth. You see? Be born again. The Spirit of God. So this now is another birth we're talking about. Being born again. Alright? Now remember, as the prophet said, when we come into this world, we came into this world lying. We all did. We all come to this world trying to cheat. Trying to steal. Misbehaving, not obeying mother and dad. Oh, yeah. How many of us has had to be corrected because we didn't obey mom and dad?
Amen.
Absolutely. We came in that world. Now, if you tell me you came in this world and you've never done anything wrong, you know what, old brother Steve ain't going to believe you. No. He ain't going to believe a word you're saying. No. We all come in this world in a sickening shape. You say, but I never did commit adultery. But did you lie? What's the difference? It's all sin. There's no one greater than the other. It's all wrong in God's eyes.
Amen.
And everything, whichever it was done contrary to this Bible, still needed the blood of Jesus Christ to cover it. Is that right?
Yes.
And wash it away. Amen. So the thing it is, again, though, God made that way. He made it possible for this to... that He could do this for a people because He had a purpose for a people. Mm-hmm. All right? Scripture speaks of that. Him having a purpose in people's lives. So, again, as we go into this now, keep in mind, you can't take nothing from it, and you ain't going to add nothing to it.
Amen.
Now, if we want to get together and say, well, Brother Steve, here you're saying the wrong thing. Now, if I'm bringing out the Scripture, you can't say I'm saying the wrong thing. See? You got to say it's the Word. So then if you say that I'm saying the wrong thing, and yet it's scriptural, then it's you that's in sin. And what is sin? Unbelief.
Amen.
If you believe the Word of God, you'd do it. Amen. And that's as simple as it can be. A lot of people say, well, praise God, I believe the Bible, but yet don't live it. They don't believe it. If they believe the Bible, they would live it. Just as simple as it could be, you see? But like I say, there's understanding these things. That's why God said He would reveal these things to us. He told His disciples that He revealed these things to babes that such would learn. And He said, I have hid these things from the wise and the prudent. You see? So the thing of it is, God reveals to whom He will.
Amen.
That's right. You know, He just don't tell everybody what His word, His understanding of His word. You can pick up that Bible and read it, but if God don't give you the spiritual revelation of it, it ain't going to mean nothing to it. You're just going to be a person trying to live right, trying to live right, trying to live right, trying to live right, and never get anywhere. Because the trying to live right ain't no good unless you're overcoming. Yeah. And the scripture says the overcomer shall sit with him on his throne. So it's the overcoming is what means something. It didn't keep doing the same things wrong. It's the overcoming. All right? And Christ in you is the one that will do it for you, as Apostle Paul said. I know I'm saying a lot of things this morning, but just hang on here a few minutes. But again, Apostle Paul said, I live, but yet it's not I. It is Christ that liveth in me. Amen. Is that right?
Amen.
So are we different than Apostle Paul as far as our standing with God? Anything it is, we ain't prophets like he was. But we're sons and daughters of God. So we also should be able to say, I live, but you can't do that until you're born again. I live, but yet it's not I. It is Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So that's what God's going to use and deal with now. This is what he's going to get the full preeminence of and live through. And this is the ones he's going to take from the day they was born and bring them to a finish line. And I'm going to show you scripturally when Jesus said about this finishing his work. All right? Finishing it. Where his thoughts was. What he was conscious of, what he was thinking about, what was most important in his life. You see? It's one thing to say, well, praise God, I'm a Christian. But then if we ain't got the desire to go all the way to what God wants us to be, what good are we?
Right.
You see? What good are we to for God to use and God to glorify that he's alive today, that he is the same today as he was yesterday? What good are we? But God had a purpose that from the day we was born to take us all the way through to a finish line. Okay? There's a place that has to be finished. Okay? All right? So again now, this finish, just to renew your minds back to what we read Thursday night on this finish that Jesus spoke about. He said this finish, I'm reading from the original Greek, lexicon Greek now. It says to make perfect. Complete. To accomplish, finish, or bring to an end. We've got a little electrical issue here. We've been trying to figure out how to fix it, and we're working on that part of it. But it says here, to bring to a finish and bring to an end. And think of what Jesus said. Think about it. To finish his work. Okay? It's not just starting out as a Christian and then just nonchalantly, well, praise God, I'm a Christian, rest of my life, and everything's good, and I don't have to go any further in my life, just as long as I can say I'm a Christian, and everybody thinks I'm a good person. And there's a lot of people that do that. When it comes down to the end of life, and it comes to the time they're about ready to die, or they have to face that situation in life, now they all of a sudden want to start being a good person. Yeah. Oh, they really try hard then when they know they're dying. Why didn't they try before?
Amen.
You see? Amen. Where's that seed laid on the inside? Where's the new birth at? You see? But everybody wants all the glory when it comes down to the end. I was a Christian. And you'll notice how many obituaries you read. Oh, they was a member of this certain church, and they was a Christian, and they loved the Lord. And just the week before they died, they was cursing. But people put it together in a paper and said, oh, they're a Christian. Such nonsense. Hogwash. God don't have to deal with that stuff. That's nothing but a bunch of filth, you see. That's why God had to predestinate a people that would not be in that situation to where their life would glorify Him. Just the same as Jesus Christ glorified the Father. So are we now to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's a lot that goes on in our life between the day we're born and the time, we'll say, the rapture. If all of us sitting here live long enough to be in the rapture, which could be any time, we don't know the day or the hour, but it could be any time. But here we all are going to face either the rapture if we're alive, or we're going to go the route of the grave, one or the other. And don't expect, as I've said before, you know, a lot of people, and as I've done some funerals before, you know, they want to live their trashy life, but then when you do their funeral, the family comes up to you, oh, say good things, you know, and do this, and I just got to tell them, I can only say what good I've seen. If you want somebody else to do it, or if you don't want everything good said, then you'll have to get somebody else to do it. Because the scripture says not to lie. And I'm not going to lie for somebody who lived in sin. You see? But your life right now is living your sermon. You see? You leave here today, and you're in an automobile accident, and you get killed. What you live today, because there ain't no more future for you. What you live today is your sermon. So once you're dead, you can't change a sermon. It's already happened. It's already finished. See? As Brother Brown made the statement many times, that, you know, what you are today is what will be then. If you're a doubter of God's word now, you'd be a doubter there. So many people think when they die in this flesh, they're almost that sudden turn into my nice, beautiful saints of God. Oh, mind be little angels flying through the air. No. If you was a liar here, you'd be a liar there. Yeah. If you was a cheater here, you'd be a cheater there. Don't worry, you won't be there. As I said, God is great enough, He does not have to deal with that filth. That's why He give a people an opportunity for the new birth. Let's say it in a way a child can understand. So that when he gets inside of them, they live the same life he lived. Amen. Yeah. They believe his same word. They trust his same word. They think by his same word. What do you mean think by his word? Did not Apostle Paul said we have the mind of Christ? Huh? Absolutely. So it has to be everything, you see. Not just parts. It's everything. So as I said now, think about this finish now. As I said, because there's so many people that just thinks, praise God, I got baptized in water and glory to God, I'm ready to go now, I'm a believer, I can call myself a Christian, and then just sit back and relax. And not overcome. Not have a life of Christ living. Still has the same old carnal, filthy thoughts. Still want to say the same old filthy carnal TV programs and listen to all this ungodly stuff, and there's so much music in the world today, friends, it's just nothing but trash and filth. Yeah. And people wonder today why there's so many shootings and school shootings and people killing each other and choking each other and hanging each other. That's all they see on TV. It's just filling their mind, clear for. And people's minds are so weak anymore, friends. They just do whatever they see, and they think there's no reality to it. Oh, I can shoot somebody, and they can jump back up like they do on a movie, you know. It ain't happening, friends. But that's Satan. Satan has used all this filth and put it together to detour people. For wide is the way to destruction. Narrow is the way to life. That leads to life everlasting. There's going to be a lot of them going to destruction, friends. I want to make sure none of you do if you'll listen to his word. Not me. It ain't my word. I'm just going to give you his word. You see? All right? Depends on whether you've got the desire inside to really want to hear that word and apply that word. You see? All right, so let's read Ephesians 4 real quickly again now. Renew our minds. I'm already going past further than I really probably should have. Let's go on here. Ephesians 4, and let's begin here at the 10th verse. Amen. Praise the Lord. All righty. Ephesians 4, Now again, don't get distracted now. Pay attention. Right? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. So when God does something, he doesn't do it part way. He does it all the way. There's so many people today, and I'll say again, it's okay if I don't go all the way. It's okay if I don't do everything God wants me to do out here to the finish line. It's all right. I don't have to go that way. Because if I go that far, people will think I'm fanatic. And my family would walk away from me. Well, my husband may think I'm crazy. My wife may think I'm crazy. And my children may not even speak to me if I went all everything that Bible said to do. So, is that more important? Jesus himself said, he that can't hate father, mother, brother, sister, for my sake, is not worthy. Oh, so we're so worried about what our family's going to do? Huh? If I had to worry about what my family would think about me, friends, I wouldn't be getting very far. Lord Jesus didn't worry about it either. Huh? Did he worry about it when he was 12 years old, teaching those Pharisees before, and sit there and hear his mother and dad been looking for him? About my father's business. Come on. You know what I was born for. Didn't God fill you in on this thing? We've been looking for you, Jesus. He come to do the will of God in his life. See? All right, let's go on. Oh, so many things can be said, you see. Renew our minds to scriptures. See, that he might fill all things, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Now notice, he gave. All right. For the perfecting, notice the perfecting. But people oftentimes think when they get on this highway, after they think they're born again, so many people think they are, but all they'd have to do is go to Scripture, or in St. John, the Scripture says, when he which is the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, which is what? God in spirit form. When he which is the Comforter shall come, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Is that scripture?
Amen.
Absolutely it is. Shall bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever he said unto you. So now the thing is, are we going to just take and leave one thing out and not worry about the finish line? Oh, well, I don't have to go, as I said a little bit ago, I don't have to go that far. Well, let's see. Mm-hmm. All right. But so many people today want to be Christians, and they don't even know what a Christian is. A Christian is Christ-like. Yeah. Go back years ago and look where a Christian started. It was to be Christ-like. Mm-hmm. But today in 2017, you can be a Christian and drink booze and take drugs and kill people and everything. I'm a Christian, Lord God. God told me to kill that person. God told me to go out and get drunk. Yeah. Oh my. He says here, for the perfecting of the saints. Now, hopefully you can, each one of you, conclude yourself in that. If you're going to serve God, if he fills you with your spirit, you'd be one of his saints. So this is including you, perfecting you.
Amen.
Perfecting you. Yeah. Not slop your way into heaven. Perfecting you. Okay? That's why it's so important, forsake not to assume yourselves together, even more so as you see a day approaching. That's right. That day is approaching, friends. Amen. And even more so. It says, forsake not to assume yourselves together. Alright? Remember now, if we want to toss that one out, you might as well forget it. You're lost. Amen. Either that's one word, takes one word, forget Amen. It. You're gone. For the perfecting the saints, for the work of the ministry. For the edifying, that's the building up, the original Greek is, the building up of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith. What is faith? Revelation. It's God revealing the word to you. All right? Till we all come into the unity of the faith. You say, well, Brother Steve, faith is when I can raise my hand and claim my healing and say, I'm healed. Well, that ain't. If God doesn't reveal to you that by his stripes you're already healed, you're just hoping. Mm-hmm. That's just wishful thinking. You see? till we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Think of that. Unto a perfect man. Now, again, the original Greek on perfect here is full age, finished, mature. Finished. I'm hoping that going through these things we can see what our desire should be. It ain't just, praise God, I'm happy to be so-called serving the Lord. There's a work to be done. There is something God is requiring in men and women's lives. And it has to be what He's requiring be fulfilled. Otherwise, we're not His. Because again, God predestinated a people to be conformed to the image of His Son. Is that scripture?
Amen.
Absolutely it is. Mm-hmm. All right. Now he says here, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the, and listen to that, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Yeah. So is it the fullness of Christ in me if I claim, praise God, I'm a Christian and I'm supposed to be a woman in Christ, filled with the Holy Ghost, and I whack my hair off? That's not fullness. That's not perfect. That's you adding to. I can do this, regardless of what your word says, Lord. Yeah. Scripture tells us not to do it.
Amen.
Yeah. Scripture tells us to give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. I say that so many times. So it says 75 minor. I'm going to run 85. I don't care. Is that the fullness? Nope. You've took one word away from it. And when you talk about Christ, you're talking about every word, for He is full word.
Amen.
Yeah, He ain't part Christ. Christ is a full word. Amen. You see? Now that's what we as a people have to make sure we understand in every situation in life. It ain't just living the way we want to live. Jesus Himself gives us the example. I do nothing unless the Father shows me first. Oh, I do nothing unless the Bible shows me.
Amen.
Absolutely. Which is the Word, right?
Yes. Amen.
Which is God. Amen. Which is Christ. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, St. John 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. 14th verse, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Is that right?
Amen.
All right. So how can you leave Christ out of the picture and expect to be living for Christ? And how are you going to leave Christ out of the picture? Leave one word out. Because He's every word. That's why Jesus Himself said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. It proceeds from the mouth of God. You see? Alright. He says here, till we all come in unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. How many of the people we got in the world today? I mean, it's going to church. Every time the doors is open. They'll go to one church and the preacher may say, oh, you don't have to do that. It's scripture, but he didn't mean that for the last days. So they let down on that. They got carried away with that doctrine and got carried off of the word. So then some evangelist comes in, he preaches his idea. Praise God, he don't think this scripture means for today. That's okay, that'd be fanaticism. We're living in 2017 and people think you're crazy. So forget that word. Carried about with another wind of doctrine. Yeah, I'm a sliding man, cutting craftiness. I ain't there weak to deceive. Yeah. So what do I want to do? I want to make sure I get every word of God. Everywhere. That's the only way I've got life. You see? That's the only way. Mm-hmm. Life comes by the Word of God made manifest. You see?
Amen.
By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie and wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things. All things. Now, if he'd have said 3/4 things, Okay, then we could have probably added a little this here in. We could get by with that. We could get by with this. But he said all things. Is that right?
Amen.
Oh, my. Now, remember, the Word of God is inspired. Amen. The Word of God has been inspired through these men of old, and as they wrote these things and spoke these things, it was recorded, and there it is. You see? That's why you can't let it even... There's no way it can break continuity, because it's God all the way. If you in your mind thinks it's breaking continuity, it's because you don't understand it. You need a revelation, you see. You need to understand what God's saying. All right? So, well, I let me tell you what, Brother Steve, I understand just as much as you do. Well, that's fine. But why did he give apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists? But a lot of people today think, oh, I don't need that. I'm just going to read my Bible. Go ahead. Another word you're throwing out the door. I'll assure you, if I had to take and follow some men that I see them adding to and taking away, and the women looking like 10-cent stores with jewelry all over them and lipstick on, earrings on, and swinging their hips with high heel shoes on, walking in the midst, the preacher ain't saying anything, I wouldn't give him the time of day. I'd say, see you, fella. You ain't preaching the truth. For he that looketh upon a woman to lust after hath already committed adultery in his heart with her. Oh. Is any preacher that's really the ones God sent ever going to tolerate that? No. He's going to make sure he tells them the truth, give them the option. There it is. There's the truth. What are you going to do about it? Yeah.
Amen.
But a lot of preachers ain't going to do that. Believe me. I've seen a lot of them. Been around a lot of them. And they ain't going to do it. I don't know how many was sitting close to me one day, as I said, those ministers sitting around talking, and had an evangelist sitting there that travels over this country. And some places he won't go because he don't get paid enough. Can you imagine not doing God service and ministering for him, serving God's food to a people because they didn't get paid enough? Oh my, what a sick-headed person that man is.
Yeah. Amen.
What a sick-headed person. What this world is turning into. You know, we see the politics turn in, the messes turn in. That's what the ministry in this nation is turning into. And there's very few really called and sent from God. Yeah. Many are called. Some are sent. Some just picked up their Bible and went. Yeah. Because they wanted to fill their wallet up. Yeah. My, my. But speaking the truth in love. You know, a lot of people don't even know what love is today. They think if a preacher ain't getting up and pampering somebody and saying, oh, brother, you're just fine. It's okay you do that. They think that's love. But the scripture says love is corrective. Oh, yeah. And rebuking. Yeah. Chastening. Yeah. And it may seem grievous at the time, but the scripture says it will yield a peaceful fruit of righteousness. Yes.
Amen.
And it does. If you can take the chastisement. If you can't take chastisement, you're a bastard. You're not even a son. You don't belong to God. If we come in here and the Word of God is cutting on us, what that scripture says, and I don't care what it is, and it might be something in our life we're a little loose with and we don't care about. We're just leading this life. And then that Word comes across the pulpit and cuts us, and we don't like that. And we get fussy like some little babies. You know, they get aggravated and then they stomp their feet off. Which of mine ever did that? I whipped them really good then. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There wasn't none of that stomping off. They knew when they stomped off, they got the second one. Yeah. Wasn't none of that knee pushing something off. No, 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 no. You see so much of it today. Mommy or daddy says something like, yeah. Oh, no, no, no. You're supposed to raise that child in the way it should go. So you want it to go, yeah, God's word. But again, people don't care what that Bible says. That Bible means nothing to many so-called Christians today. But what does it mean to you if you're predestinated? Is it everywhere? 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 Well, I can't remember all that word. Well, get filled with the Holy Ghost. He said he'd renew your mind right back to it if you're filled with the Holy Ghost. He'll lead you and guide you with it, you see. Let's read Romans 8. Just read it real quickly here in 29th verse. And then I'll go. going to Smiley's. I'm not getting much further than I was Thursday night. Romans 8:29. For whom he did foreknow. Y'all know what that means? Foreordained. Yes. He also did predestinate. That means he predetermined. Mm-hmm. He predetermined to be conformed to the image of his son. Now, let me ask you a question. Surely God's big enough to do that, isn't he?
Amen. Yeah.
He created the heavens and the earth. Oh, yeah, everything that you see out of these trees, that beautiful grass, everything, he created. The stars, oh my, the other night, I think it was Friday night, I walked outside and it was clearing off a little bit. And I was away from the lights and I was just walking around outside and you could just see the stars. Just, there's no way you could number them. Just millions. I mean, just massive. Just everywhere. And he created the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
And to think God couldn't bring a body of flesh under subjection to him. When he predetermined it in his mind that he would send people here. That he would conform them to the image of his son, which is who? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They would have the mind of Christ. They wouldn't want to do anything in this life unless they knew that word was saying amen to it. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And then he gives all these examples down through the Bible. Look at Apostle Paul, a true prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we could just catch a reality of Paul, a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. A man with the power of God flowing through his life as it was, and then this woman comes up possessed with the devil and come up and just making fun of him, basically mocking God. Oh, look at these servants of the Most Lord God of High. Look at these servants, you know, just on and on, just kept going. And he still wouldn't do anything until God told him, okay. Satan. Believe me, Satan knows who you are. Yeah. Peter, I know. John, I know. But who are you? And he tore the clothes off of him. Yeah, Satan did. Yeah, he knows what's going on. He knows whether we're fakes. Yeah. He knows whether people, I haven't got much on this today, but he knows whether, say, about right here, you know, and really skip this part, but in our mind we're thinking we're born again. But we skip this and we think we're over here. He knows whether we're real or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the Lord Jesus Christ does too. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Satan knows when people is just fooling and playing. And he can slide them a little something else in the world to make it a little bit more tricking to them. That they hang on to it and take and accept it. Oh my. Like saying, look what Satan's done with this civilization. Look at all the computers and the mess he's put on them. Computers is wonderful, but the thing it is, look at this trash he's put on now. Not only have to, now as it's set on the desk, now you can take it everywhere with you and pull that trash up anytime your little desire wants it and showing it's not Christ's desire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If it was Christ's desire, he hates that stuff. Yeah. Yeah. But people will think they're here and they love that stuff. I'm not saying wrong to have a phone, but I'm just saying the filth that Satan's put on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then just to see how people are so possessed with them. Yeah. I can't help but to notice it. I mean, I've said it here before, but I just can't help but to notice it. And actually, I think I told you here at the workplace, I had to tell the people, you can't have it during the day. You're going to have it at lunch and when you go home, but you're not going to deal with it during the day. And we can get no work out of them. And you see people going down the highway and trying to drive and swerving and like this. And then as soon as they're walking in the store or bumping into people and everything, they're just totally so saturated with it.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're not to, Apostle Paul said, we're not to come under the power of any of it. None. And people are coming completely under the power of it. It's all they know. Oh my, this, this phone. Boom, like this. Boom, this. Oh, my. The world is gone, friends. They're insane. As I said before, the only real, true, solid-minded people is somebody that's born again. Oh, there's a lot of good moral people. But give them something, it'll break somewhere. Now they're carried away with guns, making sure they got a gun on them. Everything is just turned into a complete mess. But Satan's trying to bring it to his height as God is bringing his people to their height. And that's what we're looking for, the finish line, friends. The Lord Jesus is going to appear. We don't know the day or the hour, but it's going to happen.
Amen.
It's going to happen because God promised it's going to. Hallelujah. Oh my. In closing, I won't hold you too much longer. Brethren, this is Philippians 3, if you want to turn with me. Philippians 3, 13, 14. And Lord willing, this evening we'll pick back up on these things. Philippians 3, 13, 14 verse. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. See what Paul said? Mm-hmm. Reaching for those things before. Okay? Alright? Reaching forward in those things which are before, I press toward the mark. Mm-hmm. I press toward the mark. Mm-hmm. Paul had a reality. I press. Mm-hmm. What are we doing? Are we pressing? Are we just thinking, praise God, I'm a Christian, I'm going to make it in, and we just think, praise God, I can live any way I want to now, because I professed I'm a believer, I'm a Christian, you know. So praise God, everything's going to be fine, no worries, no problem, but nothing at all as far as a goal in sight to press for. But Apostle Paul in his revelation, which is what we're going to be speaking about, he had this revelation, something God made real to him. And you'll find out it sounds like the same thing Jesus said. Now, I come to do the will of him that sent me. And to finish his work. Finish it. Amen.
Amen.
I press toward the mark for the prize. That's the reward. Of the high calling. This ain't just nobodies. This people is going to be of the high calling. This is special. Special people. That's predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son. Of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'll read you this mark, what it means in original Greek. This apostle Paul said, I press for the mark of the prize, high calling. Mark in the original Greek in the lexicon says, the distant mark looked at. Wherever you're at, this distant mark you're looking at. Are we conscious of this? Are we looking to these things God wants us to be completely? The distant mark looked at, the goal or the end. One has in view. Notice what was said. One has in view. What should we have in view? The same life Christ lived. The life of Jesus Christ. You'll not find in that Bible where that breaks that anywhere. That's what we were sent for. To come to do the will of God. And his will ain't what a lot of people's making it to be today. That's just carnal flesh and death. Sin, filth. Yeah. Oh my. Where are we at, friends? Every one of us sitting here. What are we looking for? What is the desire pressing in our hearts every day?
Or is it we get up in the morning, rise out of bed, maybe remember to talk to the Lord in prayer, maybe remember to read some word for the day, and maybe even think about Him? Or do we get up in the mornings and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus? Hallelujah. Is that what our desire is? See, you can't fool God. He knows what our desire is. And we're to love Him with all our heart, body, soul, mind, spirit, and strength. He's supposed to be our first love. Hallelujah. And He knows whether we are or not, or He is in our heart. He knows. I can't fool Him. I can't hide nothing from Him. All things are open before Him.
Amen.
He's God.
Amen.
Yeah. We'll find as we go more into this, God isn't messing with people. Just calling themselves Christians. And this, like I've told you before, I used to work with a deacon in a Baptist church. And one day, I thought about asking him, and I thought, no, Lord, I'll just wait and see. So, he was, you know, of course, he even talked about the Lord here and there, you know. I thought, wow, he's a pretty nice guy, you know. Pretty nice fella. But then, when I wasn't around, he knew I was a minister, so when I wasn't around, though, he might have been behind the shelf over here somewhere, and he'd get angry with somebody, he'd just curse. One day, he walks back after throwing his little cursing fit, walks around and he sees me. You know, he was acting real strange, knew something was tearing him, bothering him. I didn't say a word. So he started talking about the Lord. And he said, you know, he said, Steve, he said, I'm so thankful for Sundays. I said, why are you thankful for Sundays? Well, you see, as long as I take communion every Sunday, I can do whatever I want to do. But when I take that communion, it washes it all away. Well, okay. You got something I don't know about. But that ain't the truth. No. But that's how a lot of people believe. And praise God, I can do anything I want to as long as I take communion. Wow, they're fooled. You know what? They're deceived. Some deceiving preacher. Because the deceiving preacher himself couldn't live it. Yeah. So he had to make it a way so everybody else would be all right if they'd done it. And it's nothing but the devil.
Amen.
Seed of discrepancy.
Mm-hmm.
It's all filth. But as I said, God don't have to deal with that. He predestinated the people to be conformed. Every hour of our life, we need Him.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Amen. Won't you, sisters, come in, if you would, please. Amen. To His precious word. So wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to His name. I don't know about you, but I want to know where I'm at.
Amen.
I want to know truth. Because when I had to face death's door, I want to know with assurance.
Amen.
I know, Lord, You was living in me. I know I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And You had the preeminence of my life. Amen. I want to know that. When the rapture takes place, I want to know.
Amen.
I'm in that number by His grace. Nothing I can do, nothing you can do. That's why it's amazing grace.
Amen.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch. I'm going to tell you, that's probably one of the worst wretches, but saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you love it?
Amen.
Amen. Let's just stand and sing that little chorus. Amazing grace. Amazing.
precious Heavenly Father, thank you again, Lord, for your precious word. Lord, as it's trusted by your Holy Spirit, you'll put it all together in our hearts. Lord, I feel so insufficient, Lord, to be able to do so. But Lord, nothing's impossible for you. But may you lodge these words down to that good ground in our hearts. And Lord, we would live pleasing in thy sight. Oh God, do everything you want us to do. That Lord Jesus, a people will know that you are alive. There is true, genuine people in God. We see so much fake anymore, Lord. So much put on. Pretense, Lord. Oh God, let it be real and genuine in our hearts, in our lives. Again, Lord, to glorify you. And help us, Lord, to move into this place with you. Father, we're aware and conscious of it. Lord, there's a mark to press for. Lord, press with all that's in us. Run like we've never run before. God, help us now. Just take our lives over, Lord. Be with us and bring us back again, Lord, the next appointed time, if you should tarry. Again, Lord, come again and giving you the glory and praise and honor. And get our hearts prepared for the hearing of your word. We ask it in your holy name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May God bless you. You're dismissed. Amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch.